Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Dan Bach, Roto Grinders, Daily Fantasy Fix, back once again here today on this Wednesday. Hopefully things break a little bit better today for our DFS lineups than they did yesterday. Not my finest effort. Let me take that back. I think the effort was fine, but not my finest results yesterday in the day of DFS. But you can't be a winner every day. So we brush ourselves off, we do the research, we dig in, and we hopefully make it work on this Wednesday edition here of the show. Of course, you got NBA tonight. You got PGA kicking off as well tomorrow morning. So be sure to check out all that premium content for that. We've got a lineup builder show with Big T and Chopper for the NBA tonight. So definitely check that out. And again, Justin on vacation this week, so we brought in the Millie Maker winner. Drew Matthews actually joined the guys last night on the golf show. So if you caught it for free last night, good for you. If you didn't, premium subs, you can catch that on demand as well for being a subscriber. 7-day free trial, as always, on that. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. Definitely will be playing over there this weekend for golf. If I got some time today, I'll be making some lineups over there on baseball tonight because I am digging this slate a little bit today. I'm feeling a little bit more confident than I am about yesterday's slate. So check them out if you haven't joined over there. Use that promo code Grinders. And definitely a different feel, different vibe to the site in the lineup building process than you get over on FanDuel or DraftKings, where you've got, starting pitcher, you've got two of them, you've got utility, you've got infield, you've got outfield. So therefore, you can do a lot of different things with your lineup, not really relying on stacking nearly as much, and enjoy my experience over on Fantasy Drafts. Check them out if you haven't done so already. And I'm going to remind you once again, our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, it's that time of year again, Father's Day and graduation. So let's stop with the lame gifts and get the grad, get the dad something that they want. If they like beer, they like sports, they like wings, then what better than Buffalo Wild Wings? Because you walk into Buffalo Wild Wings or you go online, you can get them a gift card. If you purchase $30 or more in-store or online, they'll actually give you $5 bonus to keep for yourself. So basically, you're being nice. You're giving the grad or the dad, hey, here's some free money. Enjoy some beer, some wings. And then you sneakily get a free beer out of it yourself on that $5 bonus gift card. So it's a gift that gives back to you. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, terms and conditions certainly apply. All right, let's get to baseball for tonight. Somewhat of a split slate today, but a pretty good evening slate for us to go through. And we always start with starting pitching, and let's do that tonight. And, you know, it's interesting because I know I'm FanDuel, single pitcher site. It's hard not to play Ohtani over there today. I mean, he's got an $8,600 salary. He's 11K over on DraftKings. And honestly, you know, his last start versus Detroit wasn't stellar, but he gave you, you know, monster starts the three before that. And he even wasn't bad that last start. And against Kansas City, not a team that strikes out a lot, but I'm into him today, -217 favorite. He's going against Ian Kennedy, so the bat should be able to score enough on the run support. And, you know, you hope he can get 7-8 strikeouts. I'll be curious to see where Vegas kind of pegs that prop today. But all in all, I think he's the safest option today on this slate. And, yes, he's, you know, the most expensive on DraftKings fan draft tonight. But, you know, I think that we can find some value some other places. And, you know, Ohtani is my top choice. Actually, he's the second most expensive. We've got Aaron Nola as the top choice. I can't play Aaron Nola on the road against the Cubs. He's going to be really low owned. I'd expect ownership levels to be like 2 to 3X on Ohtani over Nola. So if you want to play the ownership game, you can do that. I'm probably not doing that on DraftKings. I'm probably playing Ohtani. Who we're pairing him with, there's a number of guys to look at today. Jack Flaherty, against Miami, a really good matchup. You know, some people were on Martinez last night and didn't particularly pan out. The Marlins ended up kind of getting hot. And, you know, the last start against Pittsburgh did not go well, but he's already faced this team. That was the third time he's faced them this season. And that's a huge advantage to the bats in that situation, especially for a new kind of green pitcher. Now he's getting the Marlins, a squad that obviously hasn't faced him, you know, and we've seen, you know, really big K upside in him. He had a 13K game, had a 9K game in two of his five starts this season. And I think he can get it back here. Now, is he, can you justify that salary at 10-2? I don't know. I think it's a tournament play. I think he's in my player pool for sure at that number, but it's really kind of juiced up. On FanDuel, I think you make a better case for him over there because the price is more affordable. I think it's 7,800 over there, but DK at 10-2, Fantasy Draft at 19-4. I like him, but I don't know if I'm playing cash, he quite fits what I really am looking to do today. But a very strong favorite today at minus 200. The implied run total for the Marlins is pretty low today at 3.48 as well. So I get it, but I don't think that's going to be my top choice. McCullers against Seattle. Man, Keuchel just completely destroyed any chance of me having a decent night last night. And, you know, McCullers on the flip side at 10-5 today. You know, he's been good but not great this season. You know, we've always had kind of an issue with walks, and he's had two or more of them in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 consecutive starts. You know, get Seattle today. Previous start against Seattle, he really was good. 11 strikeouts that day for 38 DraftKings points. But at this price point, I don't know if we have to go here today against Seattle. I think I'm going to save a little bit. So I'm going to go down. And the guys that I'm going to focus on, you know, Eduardo Rodriguez against Detroit. We've got some K upside there. I wish he was about 1,000 cheaper than he is. But he's been at, you know, 20 DraftKings fantasy draft points in, I'm going to call it, 5 out of his last 6 starts. He had 19.9. I'm going to round up to 20 there in one of those. So that's pretty solid numbers for him. And a guy who's been at 7 strikeouts or more in 5 of those 6, you know, starts. Detroit, an offense that doesn't really scare me all that much. Let's take a look at some of the plate IQ numbers here for him versus left-handed, or for the Detroit lineup today. And let's see, you know, Detroit with an ISO of, you know, 166 against lefties for this projected lineup tonight. The WOBA's all right at 348, and that is through this season. If we stem it back over the last 2 seasons, that WOBA drops to 325 and the ISO at 157. So just not a lot of power to be too concerned about in this lineup. And, you know, that's what I like about Rodriguez today. So 9,400, he's in play for me today. And I think I'm going back to the well on Jose Quintana. I know Hendricks, another guy who failed me as a starting pitcher yesterday. Quintana, he's all over the map. A 26, a 9, a 30, a 3, a 21, an 11, a 32, a negative 13, a 26. So, you know, that makes him risky for cash games. But I do like this matchup here versus Philadelphia, another team where when you take Rhys Hoskins out of the lineup, they're not particularly great against lefties. I mean, we're looking at a projected ISO of 151 and just a horrendous weighted OBA of 298. I mean, you're looking at guys like Kingery with a 217 WOBA, Mikel Franco, 289, Nick Williams, 296, Alfaro at 238. So, you know, I think that Quintana, this could be a start for him to get it together. I mean, the XFIP over the last year and a half is 3.77. That's a super solid number. The K rate at 25%, I really enjoy as well. And just, you know, darn elite versus lefties. Now, again, they're going to have some switch hitters and Santana and Hernandez who are going to hit from the right side. But, you know, still with the 25% K rate, I can, you know, definitely give him a full endorsement today. And the fact is the salary is just a good bit cheaper tonight. You know, you've got on DraftKings, he is 80, 800. So, like, you know, that's a big savings off of Flaherty. That's 600 cheaper than Rodriguez, which can upgrade you. And, you know, I'm beyond, you know, you go lower than him, and then you've got some real question marks. So I think Quintana is going to be, you know, definitely on my list. We don't have Vegas numbers in this one. You know, that was kind of disappointing yesterday. It looked like wind was blowing in. The total was pretty low, and Hendricks looked sharp. So I'm not even sure that's going to matter too much for me, but I like Quintana a good bit tonight. John Gray is popping in some early projection models against Cincinnati here. I don't really see it myself. You know, this isn't the best ballpark to pitch in. Cincinnati is loaded up with left-handed bats, and this guy, you know, hasn't been particularly solid here over the last month of the season, giving up some walks, not pitching deep into games, and I just don't see a reason to really pay the number on him today. Cincinnati obviously has been pretty bad, and he is 7,500, so, you know, you're saving 1,300 off of Quintana, but I definitely see, you know, Cincinnati, I think they had like 15 hits yesterday. Let me make sure that's right. Just a crazy number of hits, but still ended up getting the loss yesterday. Let's find that real quick. Might even been more than that. 17 hits. They had 17 hits and only 6 runs yesterday. Boys and girls, that's not particularly great. 10 men left on base for the Reds, but at least they're, you know, making better contact, and Kyle Freeland's been pretty good. So John Gray, I'm not really looking to him. In fact, you could maybe even go the Reds and leverage that a little bit more if that ownership is higher than we kind of like. Caleb Ferguson getting the start today for Pittsburgh, a rookie who's been pretty darn good in the minor leagues. 1.23 ERA, 1.07 walks per innings pitched, and 50 to 13 K to walk ratio in the 44 innings. The problem is he just hasn't pitched very much at all in the minor leagues even. Like, this is a huge jump for him. Hasn't even pitched that much in double A. So there's definitely blow-up potential here. Now, he said he's got 40 friends and family coming to this game. I guess he's from Ohio. The game's obviously in Pittsburgh. So the friends and family narrative going to be in his corner, but I just think this is too fast for him. He's a 38th round draft choice. So it's not even as if he's, you know, an elite prospect. Obviously, guys can fall through the draft and, you know, can do well who are not drafted high. But guys who move at this speed, they're usually looked at as kind of elite prospects early on. And I don't think Caleb Ferguson is. So I'm not going here tonight. It's 7,100 over on FanDuel today. You know, if it's a you know, true like 5K pitching crapper for us today, maybe we could take a look at it. He's 5,500 on FanDuel. I'm not thinking he's available on Fantasy Draft tonight. Not seeing him when I clicked the name there. So I'm going to pass on him. You know, I'm not saying I'm stacking Pirates today by any measure, just because that's not a very stackable team in my eyes, but they're actually pretty cheap. I mean, you got guys like, you know, David Freese at 2,900 on DraftKings, Josh Bell at 3,400, Harrison at 3,700. So I don't mind those guys as one-offs tonight. I just hate stacking Pittsburgh. It just never doesn't really seem like a winning formula for me tonight. If I'm going to take a shot, though, on, you know, lower dollar guy today, probably going to be Sonny Gray against Toronto. He's been, again, 24 fantasy points or more in 3 of his last 5 starts. Was great against Baltimore, great against Kansas City, and great against Cleveland. Terrible versus Oakland and terrible versus the Angels. Gets Toronto today. I mean, this lineup, you know, definitely has a few guys in it who are good, but not a lineup that particularly strikes the fear in me, with Granderson, Solarte leading off 1-2. But it's not horrible. You know, it's not a terrible lineup. But Kevin Pillar batting 5th. Sonny Gray might be able to manage this one. Let me quickly see if there's any BVP against Sonny Gray here, because they probably faced him a good bit. We'll see how this shakes out. He's done pretty well against Justin Smoke, the biggest bat. You're looking at a 5-for-29. Mark, Kendrys Morales 3-for-22, Kevin Pillar 6-for-20. The only guy who's had success is Teoscar Hernandez, 2 home runs and 5 at-bats against him. So I think he's fine as a punt. If you need to get some big bats today, that's probably the direction that I'm looking to go in this spot. Jake Odorizzi against the White Sox, maybe a little bit of K upside, but I'm not sure I'm buying it. I mean, he does have some. He has an 8, he has a 7, he has a 10 so far. So we know the White Sox can and will often K at a high clip. Previous start versus them, he did have 8 strikeouts, but still only managed like 17 fantasy points that day. So that's not particularly great. So don't mind him, but yeah, not a top target for me tonight. All right, let's get to the bats today. We'll start at the catcher position. And, you know, Yadier Molina gets a lefty here. Wei Yin Shen, a lot to like about this matchup. 328 weighted OBA, 265 the ISO versus lefties over the last 2 seasons. So, you know, that ISO is even better than Gary Sanchez has against the righties here tonight. So, you know, Sanchez, obviously a great play. I thought he was going to hit a home run yesterday. Don't think that happened. But 343 versus righties, 247. And he gets Gaviglio today. He's actually not a gas can. Looking at his numbers, pretty decent K percentage. There's a Yankee that I really like tonight. Sanchez isn't it. I don't see this as a pay-up spot for me today with the pitching that we've got to jam into our lineups. Anytime you roll the best hitting catcher, you're not doing anything wrong. But I'd prefer Molina today, assuming he cracks the lineup at 3,300. If you're looking for a savings today, Mitchell Garver tonight at 2,700 against Santiago. I tweeted it out this morning, but Mitchell or Hector Santiago has got some of the most dreadful numbers you'll see. And it comes versus lefties. It comes versus righties. He's just not very good, you know, versus anybody. And I think that Minnesota today is my favorite stack. I mean, you look at his numbers versus lefties since the beginning of last season. Now, Garver is a righty, and we'll get to that in a minute. But these are the numbers versus lefty. 5.11 WOBA, 295 ISO, a 13% K percentage, a 21% walk percentage, a 39% hard hit rate, 44% exit velocity over 95 miles an hour. He's literally red in every category, lefty on lefty. And then versus righties, it's not much better. You know, the WOBA is pretty reasonable at 307 since the beginning of last season. But you break it down to this season, he's 357 with a 280 isolated power versus righties. So they've hit him, you know, just fine this season. And Garver, again, I'm big, big fan of, you know, the Minnesota Twins today. So I absolutely think that he's a guy that can give you some salary relief today at under 2,700. So we'll make sure he's in the lineup. Tucker Barnhart, 31 against Gray. I don't mind him tonight if he bats second. That's a great lineup order for a pretty low salary. And I told you I'm not really on Gray tonight. So he's a guy to look at. Evan Gattis, you know, BVP, kind of a debatable thing. But Gattis, he's got 2 home runs and 7 at-bats here against Wade LeBlanc. Pretty good versus lefties and a pretty reasonable salary tonight. So he's a guy who, you know, you could look at to give you a little bit of a power boost behind the plate at 3,600. Max Stassi as well, really good splits versus lefties. I mean, sample size is, you know, kind of the issue with him is it's only been, you know, 44 at-bats, but, you know, 286 average, 460 WOBA, and a 273 ISO. He's been elite versus that handedness of pitcher. So definitely a guy to kind of keep our eye on potentially as well. All right, move over to first base today. And I told you I like the Twins. So Miguel Sano, one of my top options for us here tonight at 4,100. What I like so much about him, too, is not just how much of a gas can Santiago is, but, you know, digging into plate IQ a little bit. You know, I don't use pitch types all the time, but I do use pitch types when they feature somebody who throws a pitch at an extremely high volume. And we've seen Hector Santiago, since the beginning of this season, throw the fastball sinker at 71% of the time. And you look at the numbers for Miguel Sano, you look at the numbers for Brian Dozier, and they are darn elite, especially Sano, a 474 WOBA, a 531 contact WOBA, 320 ISO. I think Sano sends one out tonight. I think he hits a home run. I think Dozier probably hits a home run as well. These guys are going to absolutely be in any cash lineup. And again, I love the Twins today. So those two guys, staples for me. So get Sano into your lineup. I think he sends one deep tonight versus Hector Santiago. Okay, other guys for us today. You know, Jose Martinez, you know, gets a lefty today, and Wei Yin Chen. The splits, you know, 446 WOBA, 309 ISO in the last two seasons against lefties. He's 3.7K, so there's a pivot there potentially for you. Bartolo's on the mound tonight, so if you want to roll a bunch of Oakland A's, I've got no problem with that. Matt Olson, he's priced up at 4.4, but pretty solid versus righties. You're looking at a 340 ISO. Let's quickly see what he does against that fastball, because that's what he's going to see. Basically an absolute ton tonight from Bartolo Colon. And let's see, Colon, actually, he's a fastball sinker guy too, at 64%. And Matt Olson, yeah, he's pretty decent against that pitch. Smallish sample size there. Regardless, we saw Colon get hit up, gave up, you know, the big power starting to kind of show a little bit against him. And yeah, Oakland's going to be a really popular play or stack for a lot of people today. And I understand why. Joey Votto, don't mind him today against John Gray. He's fine, but he's priced up at 4.4. We've got Joey Gallo tonight as well. He hit an absolute bomb. Gets Daniel Megden tonight at 4K. And, you know, he's definitely gives you the kind of upside that you're looking for. And I do think Houston, you know, their run total today is not great versus Wade LeBlanc. You can get, you know, Gurriel today at 3.5K. Could be an interesting option in a stack situation. But yeah, like, you know, it's a decent price tag on him. So I don't mind him for tournaments, but that's probably where I'm looking tonight. Okay, let's keep it going over to second base. Brian Dozier, love him, play him. Jed Lowry against Bartolo, makes a ton of sense to be playing him today. Then I think we can look over to what Anaheim does at second base. Ian Kennedy, definitely a guy who gives it up. Nice run total today for the Angels. Cozart at 3.3, Kinsler at 3.5. Either of these guys, you know, make really sharp plays in that middle tier. Eduardo Nunez, you know, I had him in a ton of lineups yesterday. He really fit the bill, especially at shortstop for me. He's 6,400 on fantasy draft again tonight. He's got hits now in four consecutive games, five over the last two games. And, you know, going against, you know, this matchup today versus Hardy against Detroit, this youngster, the lefty, no problem with Eduardo Nunez today if he can fit your bill at 3,200 tonight. All right, those are like the four guys. It's easy. Let's kind of move on. Let's head on over to third base tonight. Again, if you're not playing Sano at first base, then maybe you should play him at third. But if you play him at first, you can also play Eduardo Escobar over there at third base. And he's got a great matchup, WOBA, tonight at 372 against Santiago. And, you know, that is huge power against lefties, 158 to ISO. But I think that team scores a ton of runs today, so I'm willing to pay up that number for him. Jed Jerko today, kind of like him, against Wei Yin Chen with a 420 WOBA versus lefties, 294, a nice team total, and he's 3,700 tonight. So definitely a guy who can give you that big power game from time to time. I love it when Jerko gives you like the random, you know, double dong game. Not saying it's happening tonight, but not saying it's not happening tonight. Take that for what you will. Also over at third base today, we've got Bregman tonight at 4.1 versus the lefty in LeBlanc. We've documented his splits versus left-handers for a while, last 213 at-bats. 383 on the WOBA, 235 on the ISO. LeBlanc's been pretty decent this year, and maybe that's why that game total isn't particularly high, but you know that bats can get hot, and I think it can happen versus a, you know, a guy like Wade LeBlanc. Not amazing stuff here tonight. Okay, moving on to a shortstop tonight. We can get a starter versus Bartolo Colon for under 4K. So Marcus Semien going to be atop my list tonight. in this matchup. And Eduardo Escobar, another guy who is eligible, top plate IQ score by a good bit tonight at this position. So there's your, you know, plate IQ play. We saw Bogarts hit a home run last night. I'd prefer Nunez on the cheap, but Red Sox stackable every single night. Correa against LeBlanc, pricey at 4.9K, so probably going to need to come down on pitching to make that Houston stack work. But if you're going that route, he is certainly a guy that you can consider. Chris Taylor tonight, if he leads off against Trevor Williams, well, Williams is all right. He's not a gas can, but definitely, you know, a guy who's nobody that we need to really be avoiding. Matchup Woba isn't great here at just 303 for him, so that's the risk at 4,300, but pretty big power in that bat. Profar finally got a home run from him last night. Actually, I shouldn't say finally. He's got four of them on the season. Hasn't had a multi-hit game in a while, but got it done last night. He's 3,300 on FanDuel, 36 on DraftKings, 7,500 over on Fantasy Draft. Great hitting environment. You know, Texas this time of year, you love just kind of stacking up that game because, well, you know, it's hot, it's humid, and the wind definitely, or the ball definitely flies in that sort of hitting environment. So consider him here tonight at short. Okay, I mentioned the Yankees outfielder who I really like, and he wasn't in the lineup yesterday, but I think Aaron Judge today is an exceptional play in this matchup versus Gaviglio. I mean, he has just, again, another guy who has crushed the number one pitch for Gaviglio. He's been super solid versus righties. There's definitely K risk here because Gaviglio does have a pretty good K rate, but I'm not sure how sustainable. That might be a sample size issue there. So I really like him. Another guy who's getting locked in at the plate lately is Marcell Ozuna. He's 3,800 tonight. Cardinals are not a bad team to consider here tonight. He's 7,700 over on Fantasy Draft. And he's really gotten it going. Multi-hit games and three of his last four. And no reason that can't continue tonight against Wee and Chen. You know, I love Minnesota, but, you know, Eddie Rosario's the easy play, but he's 4,700. But do we dare take a Max Kepler tonight? Do we dare go to a Robbie Grossman? You know, Kepler's lefty on lefty, but we showed you those numbers of Santiago versus left-handers. So definitely can still work. He's, I think, ranked number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the plate IQ premium scores for outfielders tonight. So give him some consideration. Joyce against Colon at 3,400. Probably a pretty chalky play in the leadoff spot in cash games. Charlie Blackman, no problem with him against Romano. Romano is a gas can tonight. We saw them score some a pretty good number of runs. They're typically not so good on the road, so that's the risky run. But, you know, Blackman, Trout, those guys are fine. Tommy Pham, like him a good bit today as well. He's 4,600, so you got to pay the big number on him. But decent chance he has a pretty good outing in this matchup. Let's see. JD Martinez versus a lefty is pretty much a lock and load at 5K, you know. He seemingly is under-owned every single night, and, you know, he's putting up, like, MVP-type numbers himself so far this season, so no issue potentially rolling him out there. And I think that's kind of covering most of the guys, so let's just quickly go over our stacks that we're looking at tonight. Love the Minnesota Twins tonight. I love the Oakland A's tonight against Bartolo Colon. I think Houston against Wade LeBlanc is kind of sneaky. I think they'll be under-owned. Cardinals are just fine today against Wee and Chen as well. And, you know, cherry picking a couple of Yankees. Aaron Judge, my favorite. I don't mind Greg Bird at 4,100 as well. A couple of guys who hopefully can get it done here this evening. All right, I'm out of here. That does it for the Wednesday edition of the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. If you like the show, pay it forward. Make a deposit, play over there. And also, grab some lunch over at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be back tomorrow on the podcast for a Thursday edition of the show. Until then, good luck in your contests, and we'll talk to you tonight at SiriusXM 6 Eastern. Until then, we'll see you.